from the Gospel of Mark in chapter 4, beginning with verse 35. On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion, and they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Friends, this is the word of the Lord. Teacher, do you not care? Master, are you not concerned? Lord, do you not realize that we are perishing? Those are the reflections of Jesus' friends in our scripture today as they find themselves at the brink of destruction. Haven't we all been in that way at some time in our journey of life? Perhaps not physically, maybe not so much in the bow of a ship where the waters are crashing against us literally, but maybe our journey and the challenge upon us was much emotional, mental, or relational, where we found ourselves depleted, unable to go on, searching for the strength just to endure, and wondering in our heart of hearts, "Lord, I just don't know if you care that I am perishing." Can we be that honest in church today? To be that genuine in our faith to say, sometimes we just don't even know if we have enough faith. That seemed to be the plea of the disciples in the text today as they said, "Lord, do you not care that we are perishing?" And you know, I'm convinced that in this text, that was not the only plea to our God that was experienced on this day. We hear the audible questioning of faith of the disciples in the midst of the storm. But you know, I think there was other questioning going on in the Sea of Galilee that day. Our scripture tells us that Jesus, as evening came, he initiated this conversation. He initiated this transition when he said, "Let's go to the other side." We can agree about that. The very first statement he says in our gospel reading is, "Let us go to the other side." But hear what happens next. The scripture says, "And leaving the crowd behind, they got into the boat." Now imagine with me, at this point in Jesus' ministry, he'd become quite popular as a preacher of the faith. People had experienced, Vince, the miracles of his healing touch, of his willingness to stand up for them when the world rejected them, Lynn. They saw the power and the majesty of this great man of faith, Jesus of Nazareth. And the scripture says that they'd come. Some translations of this sermon say that there were so many on the shore of Galilee that Jesus had to get on the boat just to have a platform away from them so he wouldn't be trampled. Other translations say that the whole city came. So imagine with me, thousands perhaps of people gathered had come there that day seeking. Seeking maybe in some way as their last hope for physical restoration, for spiritual renewal, and maybe even just the strength to keep going on. And imagine when you knew the stories of this one who brought healing and wholeness, and you had hoped, you'd gone with your family member who was perhaps suffering from addiction or a physical ailment or an ostracized beyond what they could control in their own but was placed upon them by the world. They went seeking. And maybe just as they gotten close to the hope that was found in Jesus, he said this, "Let's go to the other side." He left the crowd behind, our scripture says. And I'm sure placed in their minds the same questions that were spoken by the disciples. Let's be honest. I thought he cared. I thought he'd care. I made this journey. I took off work today. I traveled with my family. I faced humiliation standing here, even when the synagogue leader said, "That guy's crazy." Here I am, and now he has gone. Does he not care? Have you ever questioned in your heart? Have you ever doubted in your faith to that level? Well, if you have, you see, you're not alone. Even the disciples, the ones who Jesus called, even Peter, the very one he said, "You'll be the rock on which I'll build my church," denied even knowing him. You see, part of our faith, friends, part of our journey is to have questions in our faith at times. And you know what I'm also enamored about in this text today? Not only did Jesus say, "Let's go to the other side," but you know what? If we truly embrace the teaching of the church that says our God is all-knowing, we, as theologians, they like to say that God is omniscient. He knows everything. And if we believe the teachings of the church that say that Jesus was fully divine and fully human, he was God's son and he was the son of man, even though we can't understand that great mystery, we embrace it in faith. But if, let's just play along, if Jesus, dear friends, was all God and all knowing, then guess what he knew as he stood on the shore that day? He knew when he got into the boat that a storm was a-coming. And yet, he still got into the boat. And not only did he get into the boat, but he invited his friends to journey along with him into that storm. Lots of questions for our faith this morning. Lots of queries of why God would allow the storm in this text, and let's just expand it to us, the storms in our lives. We thought you cared. Was the question of the disciples. And when we're honest, our very own questions, when the storms come home to us. So if Jesus knew a storm was coming, I have to dig down deeper, Ken, today and understand what was it that Jesus maybe was trying to accomplish by allowing the storm. Well, in a practical sense, I think there are lessons for us in this journey. That in the storm, as those fishermen went into the Sea of Galilee and the waters were storming against the hull of the boat, I'm sure in that very moment, those fishermen learned something about their vessel. They learned where they needed to patch a few holes, perhaps. They learned where it was most vulnerable to water coming into the vessel. You see, by going through the storm, it helped them grow in the head knowledge of what they need. They got smarter. They became better fishermen. They become more well equipped for the journey in storms to come. Could that be part of the lesson for us? When we too walk through the journey of the storms of life, that we grow in our knowledge of how to endure and how to survive when the storms and the tides wash against us. Another lesson that I think the disciples received by going through the storm today: not only did I think they grew in their head knowledge, they were smarter and more well equipped for the storms, but I also think that they were strengthened in the storm. Many athletes will tell us. Austin would tell us that as his athletes practice, Coach Willie will say, as they lift those weights, as they run in practice, they build muscles. They enhance their endurance. They're more well equipped for the fourth quarter of the game, and so are we for the fourth quarter of life when we go through adversity. We are strengthened. You see, they went into the storm and they grew in their head knowledge, but they also grew in their hand knowledge, their strength. Strength to be Christ to those around them. Their strength that, Kenny, when storms came, to not give up and to continue on for the glory of the Lord and to share His love. They were strengthened in the storm. And then finally, my favorite lesson perhaps of this text, Lynn. Not only did the disciples, those who journeyed into the boat with Jesus, grow in head knowledge and hand knowledge as they sought to serve, but they grew in heart knowledge of the Lord. Here's what I mean. At the essence of this text today, this is a conversation, this is an experience, Freddie, about faith. Trusting in God even in the storms of life. Trusting in God even when we utter, "Lord, do you not care that we are perishing?" Because here was the response of our Lord. Did you hear it today? In response to their question, His answer was a question: do you still have no faith? You see, even though they journeyed with Him, even though Jesus had claimed them, Laman, when the world thought they were outcasts. Even though Jesus had placed them at the pinnacle of the church, even though they'd seen His miracles and known Him to be faithful, they still had fragility in their faith at times. And He said, friends, this storm, it's about growing your faith and your trust in Me to always sustain you no matter what storm you face. So today, church, I suspect there are few of us going through storms. There may be even some of us today uttering, if not verbally, but in our hearts, Lord, do You not care? You're allowing me to go through this storm. Do You not care? But maybe that is the very reason He does allow the storm. Because He does care. And He wants us to grow in head knowledge, in hand knowledge, in heart knowledge, to trust Him no matter what we face in this life. Because in Him, there is restoration. In Him, there is hope. In Him, there is love. Now and forever. Amen.